Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome back to News and Views. As lawmakers in Washington examine deep cuts to the social safety net as a way to reduce the nation's debt, a new report finds North Carolinians over the age of 65 are struggling to cover basic housing and health care. Social Security is the sole source of income for almost one-third of that population. Heather McLaughlin with the North Carolina Alliance for Retired Americans recently talked with producer Clayton Hinkle about the new Elder Economic Security Index.
Well, Heather, thank you so much for joining us on News and Views.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, the Elder Economic Security Standard Index was developed by the Wider Opportunities for Women and several other groups. Start off by telling our listeners a little bit about what this index was designed to measure.
The Elder Economic Security Initiative, basically what it does is it monitors the rising financial challenges that are threatening the economic security of North Carolina elders. Seniors are burdened with increased housing, healthcare, fuel, and the utility expenses, but the value and their assets and income are going down. In fact, one out of three North Carolina seniors rely on Social Security alone. Obviously, that is not enough for seniors to survive on.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of these numbers. And as we get older, I think everybody wants to live independently, but indeed that does take resources. Give us an idea of what it does cost someone who is single and over 65 to age in place, as it were.
Now, there's a lot of categories that it's broken down into. There's an owner without mortgage or versus a renter, couples versus single. And every county in North Carolina was accounted for. So obviously, there's different numbers for different counties. An example for Wake County would be total monthly expenses for a single elder without a mortgage is going to be $1,493 per month, which breaks down to total annual $17,916.
And the numbers are significant, as you were referring to just a moment ago. There are a number of people who either thought Social Security would be enough or they simply did not save enough. If you're living on Social Security, how much of a gap is there between what you receive and let's say that figure that you just provided as an example, roughly $17,000 a year?
It averages about, for a renter, $20,964 is what it would actually take for a single renter to survive. And this is in Wake County. So obviously, $17,916 is a little bit different than the $20,964. So we're looking at $3,000, $4,000 difference a year. And this is just basic survival. This is not accounting for seniors if they have a major life circumstance. This doesn't account for any of that. This is food, transportation, and health care.
It really is surprising. I think the index found maybe 10% of North Carolina seniors living at or below the federal poverty level. One in three only have Social Security as their only means of income in retirement. And as you mentioned, health care is a big factor. Those costs can really throw a wrench into any retirement plans. Talk to us a little bit more about the health care issue. Certainly, many seniors may have Medicare coverage, but there are other costs that you might not have factored into your budget.
That's right. When people hear Medicare and Medicaid, they think entitlement programs. One of the huge costs for seniors is nursing home. What it takes for my dad is an example. We never imagined that we would have to put him in a nursing home, and we did. And thank God for Medicare, some of that was covered. And people, they don't understand. It's really education for seniors to be able to realize the things that lie in the future that they don't account for. My mother never thought she would have to use Medicaid, never in a million years. And when we got the bill for the nursing home for 1 month being $6,000, how could she pay for that? A lot of families do not want to put their loved ones in a nursing home. They would rather them stay at home. And one of the things that this economic security initiative breaks down is long-term care in retirement homes versus home health care. And these were numbers that were taken into account as well when the index was done. Obviously, there is a difference between the two, but it breaks it down to 20%, 40%. This is for help within the home for a senior to be able to stay at their home. The index breaks down how much time they need a nurse there.
Really a good snapshot of Absolutely. What it costs if you're going to perhaps try to keep an elderly parent at home versus moving them to a nursing home, which I imagine would cost quite a bit more.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, for dignity reasons, a lot of families don't want to have to resort to putting their loved one in a nursing home. So it's education, letting seniors know they should not be embarrassed by the fact that they're struggling. They really need to know what lies in front of them and see the figures, as well as our policymakers. One of our goals, the North Carolina Alliance for Retired Americans, one of our huge goals right now is to get the policy brief in the hands of every representative in North Carolina. I've actually been meeting with a few of the congressmen as well as the senator's office and personally deliver these policy briefs. I've had actually two of the representatives that I visited call me and ask me for more copies so that they can actually study it, have one at the office, one in D.C., and they can give these numbers out.
Really a lot of important information in this index. It's never easy, though, to talk about finances. I think some families think talking about money is rude or taboo. So give our listeners just a few ideas of how you start that conversation if you're worried that you're not really on the road to fiscal fitness with your parents.
Once again, education, it has to be done. The ostrich approach is not going to work. You're not going to be able to bury your head in the sand and just say, we can't talk about this. As the times are changing, these initiatives, these indexes that are out there are enabling for me to be able to sit my mother down and say, okay, we need to go through this. We need to have a plan for the future.
All right. Well, it really is a great economic snapshot of housing, healthcare costs, and a number of other issues that probably many of us haven't even thought about for what it's going to cost to live independently as we get older. And again, that's the Elder Economic Security Standard Index. It's online at wowonline.org.
It's wideropportunitiesforwomen.org. You can also go on to our website, the Alliance for Retired Americans.org, and we have a link to the index for pretty much 16, 17 states.
Fantastic. Well, Heather McLaughlin is with the North Carolina Alliance for Retired Americans. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That's it for another edition of News and Views. Look for us on the web at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Hinkle, this is Chris Fitzsimon. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon, Director of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com. News and Views, a weekly look at state and policy issues, is a production of the North Carolina Justice Center.